Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that you should feel confident when you are buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed, and that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show, where in today's episode, we are going to go over the real estate statistics for the Fawn Lake community in the month of July, as well as through the month of July. And that's going to give us a good idea of where we stand as we come to the end of the summer. And as we do this, I just want to clarify that there is a very big difference between taking a look at the month of July of this year and then comparing it to the month of July of last year of 2024, which is very important. But there's a big difference between doing that versus taking a look at where we stand year to date, which would be January through July. When we are looking at year to date stats, 1 or 2 months can't make things fluctuate as much. So I think it's more accurate data. However, I still think it's important for us to take a look at what is going on in this month of July of 2025. Take a look at what happened in July of 2024, just to see where things are different, maybe where they're the same. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. So at the end of this episode, you're going to have a very good idea of where we stand with the real estate statistics in the Fawn Lake community as of July 2025. So first, we're going to take a look at July of 2025, and we're going to compare it to July of 2024. And when we do that, this is what we find. The overall sold dollar volume is up 43%. So there is a significant amount more movement this July of 2025 than there was in last July of 2024. The average sold price is up 6.5%. So we are seeing that the homes that sold in July on average were up about 6.5% from July of 2024. Great news for the appreciation of homes in the Fawn Lake community for the month of July. The median sold price was up 9%. Once again, that's pretty significant when you compare this July to last July, seeing a 6.5% increase for the average sales price and a 9% increase for the median sales price is really, really good. And it's really, really healthy. As far as overall units sold, there were 8 homes that sold in the month of July compared to 6 last July. We do see that the average days on market has gone up. This is something that we've been watching and tracking for quite some time in the Fawn Lake community. The average days on market this July was 37 days before the house went under contract, whereas in last year, it would take on average about 23 days before the house would go under contract. So now it's taking over a month for a home to get scooped up and go under contract, whereas in last year, it was just under a month before it would be scooped up. I do want to go over this stat because I find it interesting. The average sold price to the original listing price is 96.5%. So what that means is homes are going up with their original listing price, but they eventually end up selling at about 3.5% less than what they were listed for. That is an early indication that things are shifting a little bit more to the buyers. And we've been noticing that for a while, that there's been a slight shift to the buyer's favor here in the Fawn Lake community. It's nothing major. However, I do think that is something that is important to take note of. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the stats of January through July of 2025. Now, this is year to date. Once again, we're not just looking at 1 month, comparing it to 1 month last year. We are taking a look at 7 months of data. So it gives us what I believe to be a more accurate picture of what's taking place in the real estate market for this year. And as we do that, the overall sold dollar volume is down about 12%. So there's less movement this year than there was last year. That's not true as we look at just the month of July this year and compare it to the month of July last year. But year to date, there's just less movement taking place in the Fawn community. The average sold price is down by about 11% year to date here in the Fawn Lake community. So we are seeing there is a softening of prices and values here in the Fawn Lake community when you take a look at things over the course of the 7 months of this year. The median sold price is down about 1.5%. So the average sales price is down quite a bit. The median sales price is down just a little bit, but both are indicating that the home values have come down from last year's values when you take a look at the year-to-date stats. As far as units sold for the year, we're at the exact same amount of units sold. Both this year and last year, we are seeing that there's been 38 homes that have been sold from January through July. So that has not changed at all. Now, the average days on market year to date has actually gone down. And this is a stat that boggles me. I think that there's a lot of homes that have been on the market for quite some time that have not yet closed. And so I have a suspicion that this average days on market number will go up as some of those homes do eventually sell. We're also seeing that there are some homes that don't sell and people are changing real estate agents, and then those homes are being relisted and they're selling. And so some of this data can be a little messy. I know that I recently just sold a house in July that was up for sale with the previous agent. It did not sell. We were able to sell it. And so the days on market number can be a little skewed, but what we are seeing is that it's taking homes a little bit longer to sell here in the Fawn Lake community. So I think that number will be coming up. But year to date, the average sold price to the original listing price is 98.5%. So year to date, we're seeing that homes are selling for about 1.5% less than what they are listed for. Once again, this indicates that there's just a little bit of softening. The buyer has a little bit more leverage than we have had in the past. Last but not least, I want to take a look at how these homes are being acquired or purchased. The number one way that homes are being purchased in the Fawn Lake community is with a conventional loan. We're seeing that 20 of the 38 homes that sold with a conventional loan. So that is something that is important for us to know. That's a very safe loan. It's a great loan. And I'm not surprised to see that that's the number one way that people are acquiring homes in here. So 20 homes sold with a conventional loan. The second most popular way for homes to be acquired is a VA loan. We have seen that 9 homes have sold this year using the VA loan. Once again, another great loan. It's safe. It's strong. And I'm not surprised that that is the second most popular way that homes are acquired here in the Fawn Lake community. But right behind the VA loan, the third most popular way that homes are acquired is cash. And we have had 8 homes this year that have sold using cash. And so what we're seeing is a lot of folks who are selling their homes, maybe moving to get closer to family. A lot of people in that baby boomer generation, I've helped a lot of them this year, who are wanting to be closer to their grandkids. And they have discovered that Fawn Lake is a great place to attract them and to just be with them. We're seeing a lot of those folks acquiring homes using the means of cash, which obviously is excellent. And it just goes to show that we have a lot of equity here in Fawn Lake with the folks who own homes. With that being said, that gives us an idea of where the real estate market is, both in the month of July compared to last year, as well as year to date. But if you have more specific questions about what's going on in the market, you can always reach out to me at my website at explorewithjb.com. If you want to know what the value of your home is, even if you're not interested in selling it, that's okay. You can reach out to me. I would be more than happy to talk to you about what the value of your home is. If you're interested in moving into this community, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I am biased because I live in here, but it is the best community that I know of in the Fredericksburg area. I mean, it's full of so many amenities, which make it fun. But the best thing about it is the people. This is an incredible community in here. It's a great place to be. So if you're interested in purchasing a home in the Fawn Lake community, then give me a call. Now actually might be a great time to see if we can help you find a deal as the market is softening just a bit and as we head into the fall. With that being said, that concludes the end of this episode. But I hope that this was helpful and informative. I hope you have a great day and a great week, and we will see you on the next episode.